Welcome to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Guys, Kayla needs us. She says, first of all, love your show.
Thank you.
Secondly, I need some advice. My mom is 66 years old and has never been married or dated very much.
All right.
She's not rich. She looks good for her age, but not unusually so.
Mm-hmm.
Last month, she told me her boyfriend was moving in with her. And this weekend, I met him.
Oh.
Ben and Kelly, he's my age, 31.
Oh.
Devastatingly handsome.
Oh.
Nice. Seemingly intelligent.
Okay.
And I'm totally baffled. My mom seems head over heels for him, and as far as I can tell, he reciprocates.
All right.
I don't even want to think about why my mom and this 30-year-old hottie are dating, but should I meddle or leave her alone? A part of me worries that she's been scammed in some elaborate way, and another part is just reeling. Mm-hmm. Any advice would be appreciated. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Kayla's like, I feel like my mom has out-punted the coverage.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's like, why is this guy with my mom?
And not me.
And yeah, right?
She's probably just, she sounds kind of jealous.
Yeah. I mean, she's
a little.
So I get the worry where you're like, okay, what is it about my mom?
Yeah, it doesn't add up.
Are you wanting her money? What are you wanting? Are you taking advantage of a woman who's not been married and is, you know, 66 and looking for happiness? Like, I can see why Kayla has a little bit of a red flag up.
Yeah, she's just a little concerned that he's not being entirely genuine. Tony's like, hashtag cougar.
Yeah, you know, Tia writes on Facebook, good for her, leave her alone, age is just a number. I mean, okay, I get that, but I understand why Kayla is saying what she's saying.
Right.
Because you see so many different stories of, I don't want to say 66 is elderly, but the elderly getting scammed out of their money, getting, you know, being the victims of fraud and things like that. And, you know, something that's too good to be true could be.
Yeah, but I feel like we got to let our mom live her life. Now, I would be in tune to the relationship. And if she starts saying, well, I'm giving my boyfriend money, if that kind of thing starts happening, then maybe we have legitimate concerns about there being a scam situation. But as long as they're happy and she's not like starting to take care of her boyfriend like a child, or just start, you know, like giving him a bunch of money, loaning him a bunch of money and that kind of stuff, then I think we just let her be happy.
Whose mom has dated someone your own age? Or whose dad has dated someone your own age? And
how do you navigate that?
How did you navigate it? How did you deal with it? Because that could probably help Kayla here on 99.7 DJX. It's group therapy, 502-795-1997. We'll take your stories and your calls coming up in just a few minutes on 99.7 DJX. We're in the middle of group therapy, and Kayla's mom, 66, never really been married, but has started dating a guy who is her age, like 31 years old. They both seem to be head over heels for one another, but Kayla doesn't really know whether she's being scammed or should she be worried or whether she should like just give her mom a high five.
Yeah, so Lisa says, I'm a 50-year-old single mother of an adult child. It's crazy to me how many 30-ish people hit on me. Oh. I find it creepy, but I did ask one of them why they like older women, and he said older women know how to care about another person, and they don't wear leggings every day. No joke. But mom has had her time to raise her family. Now's her time to be her. Leave it alone. It's none of your business.
Okay. Now, here's one from as a cautionary tale. Texter says, my dad married someone my older sister's age. My grandparents were elderly, not in the best health. I guess his wife thought he would be coming into a pretty nice inheritance at some point in the near future. So she was definitely after the money. And after my grandparents passed, they left my dad land instead of money. And my dad was not interested in selling the land. So after that, wife let him go and left him on New Year's Day. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, a little cautionary tale there.
Well, I think, you know, that's the thing. You can't really judge this guy until he does something or says something to raise a red flag, which he hasn't at this point.
Connie says, as someone who is with someone who with a decent age gap, I knew that people would think, and I knew what people would think, but I also knew that only time would show others my true intentions, and we weren't concerned about what others thought. If friends weren't supportive, we were willing to walk away from them. Don't get me wrong, your mom's situation may not end well. Newness can fade in any relationship, but hopefully you're not you are around to support her during the healing if that happens. And she goes on and says, I personally have felt the most loved I've ever felt, so I would hate for you to try to stop something that could be happiness but looks odd from the outside.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think that she's got to let this play out. And, you know, like Stacey said, she's a big girl. Let her have some fun. Keep an eye on the situation, but don't start accusing him of things that you have no proof of.
Mm.
Ah, but yeah, if mom starts like giving him money, though, we start to ask some questions at that point.
Yeah. Okay.
But if he's got a job and he's supporting himself and he's, you know, showering your mom with gifts and treating
with
her
gifts.
Well.
Okay. Sorry. You paused quite a bit after showering your mom, and I was like, well, yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, who doesn't take the
time
occasional
for your sponge bath?
Who doesn't have taken the occasional shower with their partner, right?
Okay. All right. We don't need to get into the technicalities.
I mean, someone always is not getting the hot water, but, you know.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You're right.
We don't need to think about our mom showering with anyone. Thanks.
Well, you were the one who brought it up, but they do have
those.
I did not.
Showering her with gifts is different.
They do have those showers that have like the two heads, the one that's there and then the kind of the extender that like goes to the back.
Sir, get out of the shower right now in your brain. Get out. Get out.
Okay.
We don't need to be in there.
I just like to think about that stuff.
No,
every now and then.
We don't need to think. Oh, my God.
All right.
Kayla does not need us to think about that.
Well, Kayla was the one who messaged us, so that's where we're going to go.
She's not messaging ever again.
All right, so Kayla, I don't know. I still would keep my eye on the situation.
And in the meantime, be happy for your mom.
Yeah,
she's
a lot
found
of people,
happiness.
A lot of people are saying, why don't you just let your mom do her thing, let it ride out, be there for her. You know.
Exactly. If things don't work out, then yes, be there to help pick her up.
All right.
Just keep an eye on the situation and, you know, maybe have a little aside with the boyfriend. Say, listen, you better treat my mom nice.
I mean, and from what it sounds like, he's not a bad thing to look at either.
Exactly.
All right. So there you go. That is group therapy. Good luck. Keep us posted.